When was the last time you felt needed? Hi there, I'm Nettie Anderson, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. Like the author of today's Devo, I used to attend a very small church, and in my time there, I felt like God used me in so many amazing ways. I got to preach in adult church, teach teens, and serve in different things almost every week. It was one of the most fulfilling experiences I've ever had. And that's what today's Devo is all about. It's called Needed by Lisa Buma Garvling. Whether we have known Jesus for a long time or a little while, we are a part of his body, the church, because he saved us through his death and resurrection. But we may mistakenly think we can't do important things in the church until we're adults. Thankfully, I wasn't even a teen yet when I learned this was not true. I grew up in a very small church, so small that there were never enough adults to do everything. That was good for me, when they let me become a Sunday school teacher at only 12 years old. Obviously, they were desperate. No adult was available, so they were kind of stuck. The crazy thing is that I loved it. The little kids loved me, and it was one of the best experiences of my life. I loved telling the kids about the God who loved them, and the class grew. I learned that I was an important part of the body of Christ. The church needed me, and I needed them. You might not be a part of such a small church as I was. You may not see obvious needs in front of you, but I encourage you to look for ways you can serve because your siblings in Christ need you. This will require you to depend on the Holy Spirit in ways you may not have done intentionally before. But as you rely on his love to serve others, looking to Jesus, the one who served you by laying down his life for you, his will overflow from you, and he will help you grow in spiritual maturity. Think about the things you could do and enjoy doing. Greet people, prepare food, sing or play an instrument, help with technology, set up chairs, do yard work, organize food and clothing donations, create art, teach children, give a friend a ride to youth group. Ask God to show you where he is inviting you to serve and watch what he'll do through you. So let's talk about this a little bit more together. If you know Jesus, then you are a part of the body of Christ. And God has given you gifts and abilities you can use to serve others in the body. How might God be inviting you to serve? In addition to talking to God about this, who are trusted Christians in your life who you could talk to? As you and I can read in 1 Timothy 4:12, don't let anyone think less of you because you are young. Be an example to all believers in what you say, in the life you live, in your love, your faith, and your purity. Now, I'd encourage you to read in your Bible 1 Corinthians 12, verses 12 through 27, and Galatians 5, chapter 13, to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries. Did you find today's Devo encouraging? Do you know others who need to hear it? Well, if so, I encourage you to share it, whether it's just through social media or through direct messaging. Also, join us for tomorrow's Devo called Give Thanks in Everything with Dylan. But until then, I'm Natty, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God's Word in your life.